Countdown is on! Countdown to showtime! 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, blast off, suckers!
This is Chubby Ray Live, and here is your host, Mr. Ray Lytle.
Day number two of the NCAA tournament. And there are zero Georgetown fans left. Welcome to the program. It's Chubby Ray Live. Today, not as many upsets as there were yesterday. Wow, that was amazing. Not a good day. A lot of people with brackets that have been destroyed already. See, Gully, you live in England, and you guys don't have the big tournament, but this is the time of year where everybody is a basketball fan, and everybody is busy filling out brackets and trying to follow their teams and doing all kinds of stuff. So it's a very busy time in the United States.
Sounds like fun.
With offices just freaking out, you know. Now, we said yesterday we probably weren't going to do a show today, so a bunch of people messaged me and said they were going to miss the show, so I decided to do one, and I'm looking at our live feed in our chat room, and hardly anybody's in there. I think most of them are under the impression we're not doing a show.
There's more English people than Americans, surprisingly.
I probably should not have said that we might not do a show. You know what I mean?
We should just give a definitive answer over Facebook.
I should have, yeah. I just announced it myself to let people know we're live, and I know that you did the same, and I invite everyone else to do that for me. Let everybody know. It's also a beautiful day in Central Illinois, and let's face it, the majority of our listeners who listen to the live show live right here where I do, in Central Illinois, and it's a gorgeous, it's a nice day. The sun was out earlier. The clouds have kind of rolled in. But it was a gorgeous day, and it's always nice to get a good day in March. So we'll take that. And as you know, the majority of people who listen to our program, they listen to it through podcast anyway. And now, of course, they have a new way to listen. For those that have not seen it, we are now on the Stitcher application, which I know you've got it, Gully. I know you went and had got it yesterday.
Yep.
This is one of the coolest apps that you're going to find. Stitcher is really unbelievable. They have made an app for it's getting on every single mobile platform.
It certainly is.
I originally got this on my iPhone a while ago, the Stitcher app. And I liked it because I could listen to, you know, various shows on there and live feeds and things like that. And I'll tell you, it's a great app, and they have it for the iPhone. They have it for just a bunch of – they have it for the Droid. They have it for the they have it for all the different Blackberries, all the Palm you know what I mean? If you have – any type of smartphone, you know, you have any kind of advanced phone, get the Stitcher app, S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R, it's Stitcher. Or if you're a friend of mine on Facebook or Gully, I know Gully put a link up as well, you can go to it. Or just go to the front page of ChubbyRay.com and click right there where it says, you'll see the Stitcher, you'll see a picture of an iPhone with the Stitcher app on it, and it says Stitcher right there. Just click on that link. Put your phone number in. It's this simple. Put your phone number in, and it will send you a link to your phone that automatically downloads the app, and you can listen to the show from your mobile phone wherever you are. For example, this morning, I usually don't listen back to old shows, but it was kind of cool. This morning, I had to take my mother to the train station. I had to drive her into Springfield to go to the train station.
Mm-hmm.
And what we listened to on the way to the train station was the show from yesterday with the hillbilly with the quiz. We listened to the current events quiz with Hillbilly Joe. My mother was guessing along. By the way, shocked me how many my mother got wrong this morning. I don't know what the hell's wrong with this woman. She actually only knew like 4 out of the 8.
Just like
I told her, I said, you should be ashamed of yourself that you don't know more of these questions. When I do the current events quiz with Joe, I try to find questions that everybody should know the answer to, if they have tried to keep up on current events at all.
Of course.
And my mother, I want to point out, my mother only got 4 of them correct. Very, very sad. But anyway, we listened over the Stitcher app. Now, granted, you know, you can download the podcast from iTunes and podcast.com or Podcast Pickle and, you know, like 30 other different places you can download it. But with the Stitcher app, you click on it, you search Chubby Ray, it comes up, make it a favorite, you basically hit the button, and it starts automatically.
It's as easy as that.
And you don't have, and it doesn't take up space on your phone or anything. It really is. I don't know how it works, but it's an amazing application, and I highly, highly recommend getting it. And we're also going to be hooking up soon to get the live feed on, okay? We're going to be working on that in the next couple of weeks. Once we get the live feed on, it'll be, you can actually listen on your drive home. If you're living in Central Illinois and you're driving home, you want to hear the show, you can pop it on that way. But there you go. The show sounds the same whether it's live or recorded. It's just, you can call in when we're live. And speaking of calling in, why don't you do so? The phone number is 217-883-4667. So I wanted to pass out the information on the Stitcher app because I think it's really cool. I'm really excited about it, and we thank Stitcher for putting us on there. They're really good people. I've been corresponding with them, and I'm so glad to be part of the Stitcher family, and we're glad to be part of it. And they're really good people, and I highly recommend using the Stitcher app. And it's a free app. Just click on their ads once in a while, okay?
Free is always best.
Well, Gully, here in the United States, there's a lot of stuff going on. I'll tell you. We are counting down to health care reform in the vote. They're trying to
come
get
up fairly soon.
Now, you live in England where you guys have free health care.
It's marvelous.
Our Republican friends here, our conservative friends in the United States, will have you believe that England is the worst place on earth because you have free health care. They tend to believe that anyone who has free health care, whether it be England or Canada or anywhere, is a horrible socialist place that no one would want to live. And you, living in Liverpool, England, and being the co-host on the show, you actually have universal health care in England.
It's an excellent, excellent thing, and it saves so many lives where if it was based like you have over there, insurance, where you've got to actually pay to get health care, then there would be a lot of lives lost, and it is an excellent thing, and many countries should take it up. It's a good thing.
Gully, how do you live in that hellhole where you don't have to pay outrageous premiums? How do you live in this communist country? And it is a communist country? England is a communist? Socialist?
Yes, we live under the iron fist, right? The hammer and sickle.
And you don't have elections or any of that, right? Because you have free health care, so obviously it's got to be some type of socialist regime.
Yeah, well, free health care is one of the plus points.
I say free, and I know it's not free. I know you guys have to pay something, but compared to what we do in the United States, it is... I think it's a much better system. I think the Canadian system is really good as well. They would have you believe, the people that are conservatives out there, they have you believe the notion of affordable health care is something that is horrible. But Gully, you and I should not just be, we shouldn't be the ones talking about this because obviously we're slanted to the left. No, what we need to do is we need to bring out someone with an opposing view. And we do have a conservative on the show. It's our staff announcer, Vic.
Nice.
So to give his, because it does seem like we're very pro-healthcare reform and stuff, And, you know, and I know there are some people that, I know some people, they won't even listen to the show because they think that we're too liberal.
We need to balance it out.
Yes, and we do need to balance it out. That's why, ladies and gentlemen, we now welcome our very own conservative political pundit, our staff announcer, Vic.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you, Gully the Commie. Hello, Mr. and Mrs. America. It is I, your political pundit and diehard conservative, Vic. And I am here to talk about the scourge that is affordable health care for all. Or, as the progressive Democrats call it, health care reform. America, health care does not need reformed. Health care is fine. Think about it. Reform, reform school. Reform school is for troubled youths. So let me ask you, is reform really good? These socialists need to realize that we are currently living in a rough time in this country. Why? I personally know of three friends of mine who can only afford to golf and go out to eat three times a week this summer because of their cutting back in these troubled times.
It's a hard life.
Why, I know one Republican friend of mine that can only afford to go on two vacations. It's disgusting. Passing a health care reform bill is the worst thing we could possibly do. In fact, I think the current health care industry is perhaps the saving grace for our country. Look at the facts, America. Health care is expensive, as it should be. Let's face it, those who deserve health care can afford health care. Sure, some people don't have the money to get it, but who cares about those people? It would be in our best interest to let these people continue to be sick, which in turn would cause more people to die. And when these people die, we need to do something with the bodies, right? Well, that's when the Vic plan for job creation comes in. I don't care how uneducated you are, because you couldn't afford a college education. And might I add that people who deserve a college education can afford a college education. Let me just point this out. Any idiot can be a grave digger. Why, it's a position that can pay as much as, say, $8 an hour. Maybe even 10 if you're fast. Hello, recreation of the middle class. Now, some of you might be saying, Vic, that's crazy. But is it? You see, these progressive Democrats want you to believe that making health care affordable for all is one of the answers to what ails our country. But I say poppycock. These crazy progressives say that this is the first step in leading to reduced costs for health care and even making it easier for companies to hire people because their health care costs for their employees would be less. Blah, blah, blah. Hello, Mr. Socialist in charge. Don't you know my Republican friends who run companies currently pay $0 for health care? Because that's what it costs for our outsourced foreign workers, many of whom may or may not be underage or forced to do slave labor. It seems that in the decision between reduced cost for American workers or zero cost for foreign workers, the clear winner is zero. Mr. President, or should I say, Socialist Chairman Obama, maybe you should go back to school and study your map. And while you're at it, open a history book and look at what your progressive type thinking has done to ruin this country before. You and your bleeding heart cronies have hurt this country with your child labor laws, safe drinking water malarkey, and who can forget giving voting rights to women and the blacks? We will never live that down. No siree, Comrade Hussein Obama. Health care reform is not for me or my conservative friends. No, thank you. We are happy with the status quo. I'm conservative commentator Vic. That's my thoughts. And remember, I love America.
That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life.
Well, that certainly means a point.
That's the most ridiculous thing I have ever heard.
That sounds like the kind of response that one would get from a liberal.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Vic. Thank you, Vic. Terrible. Gravediggers. Gravediggers. That's the answer to the economy, Gully. Don't you know? Hiring more grave diggers.
Well, learn something new every day, it seems.
That's the way we could solve the economy with that.
We'll dig our way out of the hole by digging a hole.
Yes, that's a great. That's how you dig your way out. Oh well. What else can you do? It is weird. They do continue in this country. They are continuing to fight health care reform. By using arguments that really, by using arguments that, by the way, aren't that far off from Vic's. Using arguments by doing everything but pointing out the fact that this will cost people less money.
Well, you think they would use common sense, but as we know, politicians all over the world seem to lack common sense, I think.
Well, it's not common sense. Of course, no, it's...
No, but you want to mention the good points.
The people in charge want to stay in charge, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And the people who are not in charge, they want to get in charge.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's happening. You know, the ones who are in charge want to stay that way, and the ones who... are not in charge, want to get that way. That's what happens.
It's true. They will say anything to step up to the plate and once they get there, like everyone else.
That's not just here. I mean, it's the same way that you guys have there. I mean, you've got your labor.
Oh, yeah.
Got your labor and your conservative, and it's the same thing. The guys in charge want to stay there. The guys who aren't in charge want to get there.
Yep, and they'll lie to you to get there.
All right. So, Gorilla's not here. It's a Friday, so, of course, Vanilla Gorilla... is not on the show. He's never here on a Friday.
Yep, this much is true.
But I was hoping to get an update on his status, you know.
Whether he's been bimbanked,
yeah. His marital status.
faster colliding towards Singalt.
I'm also hoping to get from Sean, but I wanted to get an update from Sean Boleyn on some stuff, but, you know, haven't been able to get it. And meanwhile, what's happening with you, Senor Gully?
Well, I'm just looking at a picture of myself when I was a kid that my sister's kindly put up in the chat room.
I see that your sister is in our chat room, and she has posted a photo of you if you're in the chat room. I've enabled her camera. She's posted a photo of little Gully. You look like you're about, what, 3 or 4 years old in that picture.
I love that cardigan.
It's
a fashionable cardigan.
That's lovely. Little Lord Fauntleroy. You look very...
Lord Goodray.
You are something else. Look at you.
I've changed.
You are something else.
I was a lovely child. What went wrong?
So, I talked about my wife yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
She was sick on Tuesday. All right? She was sick on Wednesday. Deathly ill on Wednesday. And yesterday, she, in the middle of the afternoon, she got a little bit better. Okay?
Cool.
And, or how did this work out? No, yesterday, okay. She was sick on Tuesday night. Remember? Really, really sick. All night Tuesday, she was super, super sick. She woke up Wednesday in the middle of the afternoon, she felt better. Yesterday, she said she felt about 75%, went to work. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Came home. Everything was sort of back to normal. Last night, she started getting sick again.
Oh.
Then this morning, she goes to work, and then throughout the workday, she just felt horrible. She got more sick as the day went on.
If only she had the toilet floor to hug for a while.
I know, that's
the
problem. She didn't have the toilet to lay. She didn't have the toilet floor to lay. She needs the bathroom floor. The magical healing power of the bathroom floor will hopefully heal her tonight. She said she's on her way home from work, and her plan is to go straight to bed.
And well, let's hope she gets better.
Well, but that means boring Friday night for me. I mean, you know what I mean?
Like, oh, yeah, I know. You've been C-blocked by an illness.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't want to be rude, because I know her illness is, you know. Yeah. But I got an illness going on, too.
Yeah, if it could only speed along,
I've got the ain't getting none illness.
It's a bit of a bad illness.
That's what I got going on.
I feel your pain, too.
I know. I've got the whole,
certain things need emptying, should we say that much?
So anyway, I'm hoping, I keep my fingers crossed that by Monday I should be in a better mood. So keep your fingers crossed.
Good luck with that.
I'm hoping.
Here's the hoping.
My daughter has a friend staying over tonight. So they'll be in her bedroom playing all night. They'll have the Barbies out and the American Doll or American Girl Doll, whatever the crap they're playing with. And they'll be listening to Disney radio.
They have a radio station over there.
You know what? My daughter doesn't listen to real radio. She listens to the... Disney radio online. And they also have an app for phones. I'm telling you. You know, I say this all the time. The world's changing. Nobody listens to the radio anymore.
This is true.
No one listens to the radio. In fact, when I go to my phone... I think people think I'm a pedophile, by the way, with my phone. Because my daughter will be in the car with me. And she'll want to listen to Radio Disney. So, I'll show you. I'll put my phone up to the camera. So, I click on the Radio Disney app, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then Radio Disney pops up. So, we'll be in the car. I'll be in the car with my daughter, all right?
Okay.
And Radio Disney will play. And I'll have it plugged in. I'll have it plugged into the stereo of the car, you know. The alternate thing of the car.
Yep.
And... So Radio Disney will play. I'll play it here.
It's winter time. It was like
December.
Was it December?
Yeah.
There's a little Radio Disney going on right there now, okay? So, and then Radio Disney always plays like Miley Cyrus and the Jonas Brothers and Taylor Swift and just a bunch of different bands. Like, a bunch of bands for, listen, everything they program is for like 6 to 12-year-old girls, you know?
Fair enough.
Everything they do is for little girls. So my daughter will be in the car, and I'll plug in the iPhone, and I'll play Radio Disney for her. And then when she's home, she listens to it on her computer. She puts Radio Disney on. They listen to the music, and, you know, she's always got it on. Well, so sometimes I'll drop her off, and I'll still have it playing. So now that the weather's getting nice, the windows are down, so I drop my daughter off. I've got Radio Disney playing in the car.
Mm-hmm.
I drop my daughter off. I pull up to a stop sign or stoplight. And I'll forget that the Radio Disney is on. And somebody will look at me or wave or something, and I'll try to smile back or wave. Or just try to look cool, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And without thinking, I turned the volume up on the radio, which isn't the radio. It's actually it's my phone.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the song that will be playing will be the Jonas Brothers or some kind of the Justin Bieber.
Or Donald Duck.
It's another one that's popular. Or, God forbid, one of the songs from High School Musical. Or some other Disney movie or show or... The theme to whatever, the Hannah Montana. And people, and then here I am looking like a pedophile on the side of the road.
All you need now is some puppies in the back of your car.
I know, they look at me like I should be driving an ice cream truck or something.
She's like some sweeties, little girl.
And they're like, oh, look at this pervert. They're sickened by me. And I'm like, oh. So I'm going over there trying to, oh, I'm going to switch apps. Let me put on the Stitcher app. Oh, hold on. And then the light turns green and they drive. No! It was an accident. I swear there was an eight-year-old girl in the car a second ago.
You'll be on a red alert list.
No, there's
soon,
nothing
right?
more embarrassing.
You'll be on the list.
And then sometimes, I hate to admit it, sometimes the music's playing on Radio Disney.
Mm-hmm.
And my daughter, you know, she's listening, she sings along, and she really enjoys it. And, you know, I hear these songs over and over and over and over again, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You get the best of both worlds. I've heard these songs so much that I actually, you know, I know them. So sometimes I'll drop her off or whatever, and it'll be playing, and like a song will be playing, and I will
mm-hmm.
I'll know the song, and I'll be singing along with the song, and some other mother or father will pull up to me in the parking lot of the school where I just dropped my daughter off and look at me singing along.
They're catchy though, aren't they?
I know.
They are catchy.
It's so embarrassing. They're pulling up to me, and I'm singing Justin Bieber songs. They caught me singing Party in the USA the other day.
Oh, dear.
Have you heard that song?
No, I'm saying okay.
Oh, you haven't heard Party in the
USA?
You haven't heard the Party in the USA?
I'm very lucky in that fact.
Oh, man.
Please don't find it to play. I'd rather hear those songs sing.
I'm going to put my hands up, singing my song. Da-da-da-da-da-da. And I'm moving my head like, yeah. And I'm moving my la la yeah.
Sounds excellent, right?
So, there's a party in the USA. So here I am singing Party in the USA. Somebody pulls alongside me and recognizes me. And they look over, oh, look, there's Ray Lytle. I wonder what he's up to. And then they see me, there's a party in the USA. And they get that look like they feel sorry for me.
Yeah, what are you
like,
doing?
Oh, my God, how far he's fallen.
Oh, dear. Times have been hard for Mr. Lytle.
So here I am singing Party in the USA, and people looking at me, and it's very embarrassing. Highly embarrassing. So that's what you got to watch it with these apps.
Oh, yeah.
Which, by the way, another reason to get the Stitcher app.
It's pretty good. Yeah. I was listening to What's on the Toilet before.
Yeah. I got to tell you, I think we sound exceptional on the toilet.
Yes, we do. The acoustics in the toilet room are superb.
It's actually hurt my reading. You know, getting an iPhone has mm-hmm. affected my reading. I used to read a lot more. I think one of the reasons I was so well versed is because I would read Newsweek or Time magazine while on the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
And now when I'm on the toilet, I'm either playing video games or listening to something on my iPhone or playing the Words With app, you know? The
mm-hmm.
Well, you know.
The one where I get constantly beaten by your wife.
You know what? You'll win one.
I still haven't won, yeah.
You'll win eventually. Come on.
Might take all year.
Right. It's fun, though, you know?
Yeah, it's a good app.
By the way, I play your entire family in that. I play you, I play your sister, I play your brother, I play everybody in that Words With. I'll have like 20 games going in a row.
I've been beaten by everybody I know.
It's a fun game. Yeah, my wife felt bad. She was playing you the other day, and mm-hmm. Anybody, if you don't know what we're talking about, there's an app called Words With. It's basically Scrabble. They stole the concept of Scrabble, all right? They put it on the iPhone.
They did.
I mean, isn't it? It's just Scrabble, right?
It's plagiarism, straight
right.
off.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe the Scrabble people are involved or whatever, but it's just Scrabble. And it's very addictive, and it's fun. And they have it. It's not just iPhone. I mean, they have several apps of it as well. And you find yourself playing this thing, okay? And you get points for... you know, you get points for every word you put up and how you make the words and play off another word and blah, blah, blah. My wife the other day played a word. She was playing Gully, and Gully was actually keeping it close. She told me, she goes, change. She goes, you know what? Gully's actually staying close. Because she always talks about how she feels bad. She goes, I feel bad. She goes, I don't mean to beat him so bad. It just sort
I'm sure
of happens.
She enjoys it partially.
It
come
just
on.
Sort of happens.
Yeah, I'm rubbish at it.
So she said Gully was actually staying close to her. And she plays a word. And the word ends up being a 100 and some odd point word.
I nearly dropped my phone when I saw it. I sat up, I went, yeah!
She goes, I feel so horrible. She goes, because he was actually keeping it close, and Gully seemed to be excited that he could do it. She goes, all of a sudden I got a 100 and some odd point word, and Gully's just destroyed.
Is it, that was just the game over. Where
but it could be
like
good. Your sister beat me in one of our games. And your brother came. Your brother was about to beat me, or he was really close, and then I think I beat him on like the one of the last three or four words that I put up, finally pulled it. You know how that stuff works.
I'd like it. It'd be better if it kept stats on what you've won and who you won against, because that would be good. Because it doesn't do that, and I think that's lacking in the game, to be honest.
It's pretty good.
It's a good game, but if it had that, I'd know how many times I've been beaten. I'd say 30 to 40 times.
But listen, I'm keeping track. I'm going to find somebody that's easy for me to beat, and I'm going to send you their information so you can play them.
Cool. Find a retard. Get Joe an iPod Touch.
That way you can play against the person, and you can get somebody to beat in the Words Whip app. That's my goal. I want to find somebody that actually you could beat. Hi, you're on a Chubby Ray Live. Hello.
Hello to you, Mr. Lytle, and all of the chicks across North America.
Hello, Sean Bullitt. How are you?
And certainly South America. Come visit me, and any hot Mexican chicks, if the drug wars make you feel unsafe, consider me safe haven.
How are you, Sean? What's going on in your life today? And we, by the way, did you notice we did decide we weren't going to do a show, and then we decided to do one after all, so... Thank you for calling.
Well, what's going on in my life? As usual, I haven't seen a woman within 3 feet of me who, you know, I haven't seen what a woman looks like other than in pictures. But that's, you know, I guess that's kind of been the story for 12 years. Other than that, my bracket's doing okay.
Really? You've actually got a bracket that's doing good?
Yeah, I kicked myself though because I was going to pick Murray State.
I'll tell you what.
I almost picked Wofford. I almost picked them.
You know what? A lot of people did, but they didn't win. Wisconsin won, right?
No, it was, oh, man, I thought if they win and I didn't make that pick, I'm going to kick myself.
Wisconsin ended up winning, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you know, the only one that got me is, the only one that ended up getting me was a Georgetown.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I, like an idiot, like an idiot, I actually believed, I believe Georgetown would be, would win. And again, I get fooled. This is like the third or fourth year in a row where I ended up getting fooled by
Georgetown. So is that like a sweepstakes on the actual sporting event?
Here's how it works. Here's how it works, Gully. It's, they have 64 teams, okay? And they play each other. You know, it's a single elimination tournament. You play, and then you advance.
Okay.
And until those four finalists, that makes up the final four.
Okay.
Now, the 64 teams are broken into four 16-team regionals.
Okay.
And there's all a really nice graph of, if you think about it, there's eight boxes, you know, and that makes up each regional. And they have
I'm thinking like Karate Kid.
Yes.
Thing on the board.
Sort of like the thing on the board for the Karate Kid, yes. And then
yes, okay.
what it is when the tournament comes out, all these businesses all over the country, they put them out, and you pick who's going to win, and you pick who's going to advance. And then every time somebody advances, you know, you get a point. You know what I mean? And that's how it works. So every time somebody advances, you end up getting a point.
So it's the money involved at the end? Or?
Well, what it is everybody in the pool, they put in so much money. For example, I think like some places are $1, some places are $5, some place, whatever it is.
Okay.
But at the end of the tournament, the person who wins it usually takes all the money, or first place gets some, second place gets a little bit. But that's usually how it works. And cool. And it's big because people who've never rooted for sports ever will root for their teams because, at, like, you'll find the receptionist at an office who's never watched basketball in her life will pick the games. And a year like this year where all of the teams that usually don't do good are doing well, you'll find people without much knowledge will be leading their pools. Hi, you're on Chubby Ray Live. Hello.
You are such a cheater.
What do you mean I'm a cheater?
You didn't get 15 out of 16 yesterday.
I didn't say that. When did I say that?
You said the only one you missed.
No. The only one that hurt. No. No. The only one that hurt me was Georgetown. No, I missed several.
Oh.
No. Georgetown hurt
Sorry,
me because.
I misunderstood.
Yeah, no, I had Georgetown going on to the Sweet 16.
Mm.
Yeah, that's what hurt me. But the other ones, it's like. The other ones that lost, like Notre Dame, I had Notre Dame losing in the next round, you know?
Right.
I'll tell you what, I'm not in an office pool this year. But if I would have been, this would be the worst I was ever doing after the first round. Sean, you remember the old days. There's times when I was really addicted to college basketball where I would go the whole first 2 days and only miss like one. I'd be that accurate.
You'd ace it.
Yeah, and this year, though, I would be getting killed. No, I would have lost, I'm trying to think off the top of my head, but I definitely would have lost. I would have lost Vanderbilt, Notre Dame, Georgetown.
I actually picked Old Dominion to beat them.
Yeah, no, not me.
I got ODU. Yeah,
I picked Notre Dame to win that one. Yeah, I would have lost a bunch. There was a bunch of them I would have lost, but the only team that I had advancing to the Sweet 16 was Georgetown. That one hurt me. The one that scared me the most was Villanova.
I know. I actually have them in the final two.
Oh, my God. On one of my, you know, I filled out brackets on ESPN and, you know, just some freebies. And I've got them in the final four in one of my brackets.
Did you do the Bank of Springfield one?
No, I should have. I didn't know they had one.
Yeah, you should have. Yeah, it's 100,000 if you get, you know, all of them right. But I think, like, first place is $1,000.
I should have gotten in. Well, but this year though, it wouldn't have made a difference. I would have lost anyway. But there does seem to be, I mean, it seems to be an exciting tournament this year. And that's what we needed. But wouldn't it be nice to see, like, a team that's, you know, like a number 8 seed do something, or a 9 seed? Or, you know, it'd be nice to see somebody sneak in there.
Is it the usual suspects every year? I take it who are normally in the Final Four.
Yeah, you know, it's the colleges, Gully, so... You know, mm-hmm. There are some schools that just recruit better than other schools. And, you know, like Kansas has been on an upswing for a while. And I think that's probably the team to beat. They look really good. Kentucky's really good. They've been there for a while. So, yeah, you know, there's a lot of usual suspects. It'd be nice to see somebody that hasn't been there before do it.
You know, I forgot what game it was. Somebody St. Mary's.
I'll tell you, St. Mary's looked very good, and I did predict that one. And you know the other one that looked good is Kansas State. I have them in the Final Four in one of my pools, but they looked even better yesterday than I thought they would. They really, really have it. That's a team that's getting hot at the right. That could be interesting.
I'm in a small Calcutta, and we actually didn't spend very much money in the first round just so we could get Kansas State. Because I knew they'd drop down, and I thought, man, for the money.
I am thinking for this show that on Monday I'm going to do a Sweet 16 pool.
Oh, sweet.
We're going to take all 16 teams and put them in a hat, okay? And then on the show on Monday, we're going to get, you know, myself, Gully, Grill, of course, we'll each get one, and Dave, you'll be invited, Sean, you know, all the regulars, you guys. Regular listeners and stuff, you guys will all get a chance to pick a team. I will pick your team for you out of the hat. We'll do it all on camera, so it's on the up and up. And that way we'll have 16 people that will vie for the championship to win.
Hey, you know what maybe you should do? Put 1 through 16, and the first person gets to choose what team they want.
You know, so, yeah, but don't you think that would be disadvantage? I mean... I think there'd be an advantage for some people, and then other people, like Gully, has no idea.
Oh yeah, you're right.
You know what I mean?
You're
like
right.
Like Gully's never. He's admitted because he does the show. He read up on it to see some of the names. But Gully, mm-hmm. have you ever sat down and watched an American basketball game at all? I mean,
well, I've watched it occasionally, but that we're talking about 2 or 3 in the morning when I've come back from, you know, a few beers and it's just on the television.
Right.
That's about as much as I've watched. But if we do this like sweepstakes or bracket, as you call it,
right.
I will try and watch them if I can. Well, especially the team that draws. So.
Yeah, so I mean, it would if we have people pick a team, it would be unfair to guys like Gully and we do have listeners from England that listen to the show and. It'd be unfair to them because they really don't know. It would be like if we went to pick a winner in the Premier League, and everybody
right.
picks, no offense, Gully, and people pick Everton to win it all. Because we don't know any better. Because you don't know any better. You know what I mean?
Thanks, Ray.
Well, I'm just saying that we wouldn't know any
Thanks,
better.
Thanks, Ray. No, just use the example of my team being so crap.
We wouldn't know because we don't follow the sport. So. I'm saying that it wouldn't be fair to them, so making it random would be the best thing to do. And then,
yeah,
listen, hey, if people want to throw a little money in, people want to make a little wager, it's up to them. Hey, you know, I can't.
Yeah.
I
can't stop it.
Yeah. Can't stop it.
Subject. Two notes. Don't miss my exciting new Achilles tendon torture movie, Ended Like Beckham. Okay, that was weak. But anyway... on the NCAAs too, man. I didn't get to see this. I'd love to hear it from you. I heard the Villanova Robert Morris game was almost looked like that NBA taking money from the mob guy officiated it.
No. It's you know what it was. It was a team.
Nope.
Villanova was flat.
Yeah, they're very flat.
And
they've been flat the last.
Yeah,
like
I know.
Five or six games.
Ooh, I know.
I don't know why I picked them to go so far. But.
They definitely look like they can lose the next round. They really do. But you know what? No, they turned it on. You know, these good teams, Sean, they could turn it on at the end. Like Wisconsin today turned it on at the end.
Yeah.
What happens.
Like, I know a sports writer who's pretty credible who just really thought. And wasn't it not somebody who's going to say, hey, you know, it wasn't his team. Didn't have a dog in the hunt, but that it was just a little suspicious.
Well, big schools always
almost NHL.
The big schools always get the advantage.
Yeah.
This is in sports in general. Sports in general. It does always seem maybe it's just in our heads, but it does always seem like the better teams get the breaks. That's how
it's
it
always
goes.
The way in
it
any
always
sport
does.
You can
I mean,
name?
You know, and this is it. Doesn't matter what sport it is. If it's baseball, the Yankees always seem to get the breaks.
When in football over here, it's Manchester United.
Yeah, Manchester
all the
United
go their way.
Yeah. In basketball here, the number one seeds, number two seeds, they seem to get the breaks. In the NBA. The referees are on the take, as we know. But I mean, there are plenty of. It does seem that the better teams do seem to get the breaks. But I think that's just sports in general. And it might be psychological. We might, because in our minds, we perceive something that it looks the other way. There were questionable calls, but there are every year. There was nothing that made me raise my eyebrows, though.
Gotcha.
But then again, I was rooting for Villanova, so because I had him in my pool.
You know, it might make Villanova play a little bit better, though, this next game, too.
Well, the other thing
you know,
was, is he benched.
If they almost got beat by whatever that was, a number what?
A number 15. Yeah.
And now they're going to play a number 10?
Yep. Well, and the thing with Villanova was that two of their best players were benched early in the game for
right.
whatever disciplinary reasons. So there's a lot of issues there. We'll see. I mean, my boys at Syracuse are playing tonight. Louisville plays tonight. There's a lot of good games. But anyway, there you go.
He's got plenty to do tonight if he's not feeling well.
Yeah, no, I'll watch basketball tonight.
All right, I got to run.
All right, Dave, good to talk to you, buddy.
See you, bye.
I got to watch hoops. I'll get off sports now since It's probably boring some people. What's going
just
on?
I was surprised the other show because I thought, you know, I thought you were going to be in total NCAA shut-in mode.
No, listen, Gully will attest to it. I've been very good. The whole show has not been about the NCAA. I haven't been doing a lot of sports chat. And you know me, I can talk sports for 5 hours, and I've been very, very good in trying to talk about other things.
Certainly has.
Yep. Like my
when are the basketball games normally on? Is it, you know, is it early in the afternoon, or is it evening time?
During the tournament, they run all day.
Ah, so I'd have to catch mine the next day on the
internet. Like, they start at 11 o'clock in the morning here, and they run till 10:30 tonight, 11 o'clock tonight. So, yeah, you can get it at NCAA.com. Sean, did you just break wind?
Me? No, actually, that was my chair, believe it or not. I'm around coworkers here, and in the vicinity, so I wouldn't want to break too much wind.
So anyway, let me get... Well, I was going to get back to something, but now I can't. My wife's walking.
I would never do it publicly. Of course not.
That's
below me.
Heaven forbid.
I was talking about my wife's illness.
Oh, boy, what a week.
Yeah, she's sick again. And so she's...
Mrs. Glass.
So she's very, she gets in a mood. She's already making comments about Sean posting on Facebook, so just want to warn you, Shawnee.
You're going to feel it.
She's very short-tempered.
Really?
Her sense of humor is not, is not what it usually is. I'm just saying, don't make her angry on Facebook. You know, you have a tendency to anger people on Facebook. I just want to warn you.
You know, I go by my code. I don't bend very often.
I'm just saying you do anger people on Facebook. I don't want you to end up angering her.
Mm.
Could turn out bad.
Yeah. Just warning you. Because remember what happened with Michelle.
People love me because
Remember what happened with Michelle.
I profess the truth. In a conventional wisdom, mindless, sheep-like era. Unfortunately, I can't really talk politics, but,
you have a tendency to drone on Facebook, and I'm warning you that my wife is in, because she's ill, she's in a mood.
Sean, drone on? No, never.
And you,
I'm extremely witty and entertaining.
I know, but I'm saying that you will do something or say something. I just want to warn you.
Some people don't see greatness, Sean. That's what that is.
Yeah.
Mm.
Not everyone gets a sense of humor. I get your sense of humor. I enjoy your sense of humor.
I get it.
Yeah.
You know, just want to let
you... I know I'm going to find anyone funny 100% of the time. I mean, maybe I've set insane expectations, perhaps. Right. I don't know.
I'm just saying that, you know, this Facebook, people get angry at stuff. I mean, I know some people... There are some people that actually dropped me from Facebook because they disagreed with something I said politically.
That's just sad.
They were upset, honest to God.
You can't even have a different opinion. It's just awful.
I said something in support of President Obama, and people were, they were so upset. They were so incensed. It wasn't even that. It was my slamming. I said something negative about a conservative. And they totally freaked out. And dropped me as a friend on Facebook. I got to be honest. I actually got a kick out of. But I'm saying that people get mad over the Facebook stuff.
I tend to do a monthly experiment on Twitter with swear words to see how many people I can get to lose.
So I just want to... I'm just letting you know, Shawnee.
Yeah, I mean, is it communication with her, or is it just my posts in general?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying that when she's
sick... Could be anything.
When she's sick is when she will,
She will strike down on me.
She'll make comments.
I know.
She'll make comments about your posting. That damn Sean.
Yeah.
Why does he have to...
You know? They're well thought out, and what can I say?
And the other thing is to let you know that don't get offended when she...
Sure.
When she says... Because you know my wife, she doesn't hold back, you know. She she won't hold back.
She's been nothing but polite with me, though, I have to say.
Well, you haven't upset her.
She gets mad about once every 5 years, I think, at me.
I'm just saying that you don't want to get her going.
Give it time, Ray. Yeah. I upset everyone eventually. Yeah.
You don't want to get her because she's in a mood like this. And then it ends up affecting me. Because when Sean is normal, I can't suddenly
change my message midstream.
I'm just saying. When you're normal.
My virtual flock.
When you are regular Sean, being, you know, your normal self, there's not a problem. It is when you are whatever Sean... And she's in a mood. When you're normal, Sean, it's always, oh, Shawnee. When she's mad, it's your friend, Sean. So I just want to let you know. I haven't heard about my friend, Sean, but...
It's coming.
Sure, I will.
I'm at a loss.
Be prepared.
I don't know.
Just want to let you know.
I am at a
Get
total
the crash
loss.
Helmet at the ready.
These women are talking behind your backs for your Facebook posting. Look at Michelle, the former weather babe, our friend Michelle.
Ugh.
The big.
Well, you know, unfortunately, I guess it's because I just have a little more to write than some of the contemporaries.
What does ugh mean? What is that about?
Please elaborate.
Yeah. Why are you ugh?
Someone dumps me as a friend.
Oh,
see, this is what happens. He does something, she gets mad at him and drops him as a friend. Then he gets mad at her. See? This Facebook's evil.
It's like cat and dog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nothing good comes of it.
Evil.
It's all evil.
Well, what do you do? And then there's chat roulette, which is even more evil. But
you're still going to chat roulette?
Oh.
Are you still addicted?
Yeah,
to chat roulette?
I had some anorexic twig dude, Joe Fat Fatty. It's like...
The people at Chat Roulette are making fun of your weight.
Oh yeah.
Oh, listen, you're just trying to go on there and see some penises.
Couple of people, but it's like, dude, you got to bring more than that. Hey, I mean, you got to say something a little meaner than that to make me mad.
You're just trying to go on there and have some chats and see some penises. Why can't they just leave you alone?
Oh, absolutely. I was judging the self-love for technical merit. It was like figure skating.
Why can't they just leave you to doing your meat gazing in peace? Why must they make an issue out of it?
Why can't you be a voyeur of men's penises, you know, without anyone saying anything?
Why they gotta be haters like that? What's going on?
You know, I'm just trying to pick up some pointers, you know?
Right.
Well, I'm sure you'll get the point eventually.
Stroke technique.
My lover's gotten tired of me.
So I got to get back to my original. I got to get back to my original thought.
Back to you.
So anyway, my wife is sick and holding out forever. Holding out forever.
Oh.
And I finally had to take care of myself.
You'll go blind.
I mean, Sean, this is nothing for you. I'm sure you several times a day or whatever. But
God, I'm the Green Beret.
But for me, this is something.
I'm like the Navy SEAL of surviving without it.
And listen,
I like the way he's dancing around the words without actually saying it because he's at work.
I'm going to be honest. As a married guy, I really am trying to think when the last time I did this was. I cannot. It has been so long since I had to take care of business alone. I cannot remember the last time that I did that. It's been that long.
Anyone who says they don't is a liar.
Well, but I'm saying that I haven't. It's been a long time. When's the last time Surfer Girl had the camera on and was dancing? No, but I'm serious. It's been so long that I cannot remember the last time this happened. So,
hard times.
Yeah, this is and you know I've been very fortunate in you know in my marriage, where this is not something I need to do. I'm taking care of, you know.
Business?
It got to the point today, this illness is just killing me.
Oh.
Because I'm also recovering from illness. And I think when you recover from illness, you get, there's some kind of, I don't know what, you know. Your
urges.
Well, yeah, your urges are more.
Oh, yeah.
So I finally had to take care of business on my own.
So did you use the internet as your...
No.
As your source? Or...
No, I didn't. Or
have you got a secret stash?
No, I didn't use anything. I just
random?
Yeah, I sort of thought of my wife doing some filthy stuff. And
then just whipped it out?
I used my imagination, my friend. I didn't need any outside source. I thought about it all on my own.
Well done.
Yeah.
I need stimulant. May I have to use the
Here's
internet.
What it was. My wife, she was wearing glasses today because her eyes hurt. She couldn't put her contacts in. And she looked really hot in these glasses.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't think I've ever, I don't think I've ever had sex with, you know, she's never worn glasses while doing it. You know?
Okay.
And so I was thinking about her wearing the glass. I don't know why. It was a weird thing, but I was thinking about her wearing the glasses and then this one outfit that she wears to work sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just, in my head, I get this whole thing of her wearing the glasses and a pantyless, suit that she wears. And the thoughts start going through my head. And
one thing led to another.
So I'm going to make this big production out of it. I'm like, oh, well, you know, I'm here alone. I'm, you know what I mean? I'm in the house. I'm getting ready to take a nap. So I'm like, oh, this, you know, I'm working it all out. I'm, you know, like it's going to be some big thing. Like my dog, and then my dogs get in the bed.
Oh.
You can't do this. I think this is why I don't do this usually. It's very weird. The dogs look at you. It's like they're embarrassed. You know, like what the hell are you doing to yourself? This is why I don't do this. This is why I can't. This is why I don't do this kind of thing. Number one, my wife
takes them away.
My wife usually takes care of me enough to where this is something I don't need to do. Secondly, the dogs make me feel shame, and I can't do it.
No, I couldn't do it either.
So, but okay, and so then I'm a man, and I could not be Sean. I mean, this is Sean's only means of stimulation.
Gratification.
He can take care of himself. Yeah, I couldn't even imagine that, being a single guy.
No, don't try. It's very sad.
The shame. You must hate yourself after you do this. So,
before and after.
I know. Anyway, I'm preparing to do this. Okay. And, I'm trying to, like, you know, work out all the time that it's going to take and everything. Listen, this whole process had to be less than, like, 30 seconds.
Wow.
Yeah. Because, you know, in my head, I'm
thinking you're already there?
I'm fantasizing, yeah. All these thoughts, and my wife's wearing these thigh-high hose and her glasses and,
mm-hmm.
you know. All kinds of filthy stuff. Oh, the things she did in that 30 seconds. Wouldn't believe the things she was doing. So then I'm done. And sure enough, my dog Max, you know, has to come up and see what's going on.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? Just go down to the puppy blanket. I had to kick him.
Finish your mouth.
Because he gave me that look like, I am so embarrassed to be owned by you.
Filth.
Yeah, it was a horrible feeling.
You're very lucky, though. You've got the added danger of the cat. If the cat ever caught any of that going on.
Yeah, no, the cat was not in the room. And so, by
you're
the way,
danger.
But the big production was less than 30 seconds, and then I just rolled over and took a nap. It was, you really do, and you dislike yourself afterwards. There's really nothing good about doing that. It really
suddenly feel like a cigarette at the end.
As a married guy, there's nothing fun about having to do that. It really is not my thing. Hi, you're on the air. It's Chubby Ray Live. Hello.
Sean's my cherry pie. She's so sexy, makes love sauce cry.
I love songs.
Make me cry. Make me cry.
That's all
every
we need
day.
After that story is having love songs call in.
And singing Warren Cherry
you
Pie.
Don't feel bad
I haven't
enough.
Heard that song in years.
Oh, it's horrible.
And now I know why.
Everything's horrible.
Hey, listen, I want to get a couple. I want to get a couple notes
horrible.
Out there.
You know, it's a sunny 70-degree day. It's bleak.
Hey, DC and I, DC and I finished the latest Dumb Media Show podcast. Go to Dumb Media Entertainment Group on Facebook, or just you can look for it on my profile. Or iTunes, search Dumb Media Show. The latest Dumb Media Show podcast is up. I don't know if you've listened to it. Gully, I know you get it from time to time.
Yeah.
We do talk some movies, TV, and things like that. So if you get a chance, check it out. We do have a brand new Dumb Media Show posted. I want to give that a plug so you guys can listen to it. It'll give you something to listen to over the weekend. This show will be available for podcast about a half hour after it's over. And you can also get it, of course, with our new friends, the Stitcher app as well. Things to plug. Our Vanilla Gorilla will be doing his other show, The Jungle, tonight.
Certainly will.
We'll put a link in the chat room if you want to go check out The Jungle.
I shall look for the link right now.
And is there anything else going on this weekend other than basketball? Is there anything happening? Oh, can I mention this? On my Facebook page. On my Facebook page, I put my old grade school, they built the grade school, raised money, built the grade school. It's a beautiful grade school that they built in Bunnell, Illinois, which is where I went to. I went to junior high school there, but now the grade school kids go there. And they had mine subsidence that destroyed the new school. It was destroyed.
Wow.
So what they had to do is they had to, very sad, they had to take the they had to close the school. So they're trying to raise money to get a new school. Well, the Pepsi company is doing a contest, and they're asking people to vote on where they should give this money. And it's a great thing that Pepsi's doing. And you notice on camera all day I've been drinking Diet Cherry Pepsi, which by the way is fantastic. So I give them a plug. But my grade school, my former grade school and my former hometown, they need your help. If you can go to my Facebook page or my Twitter page, also twitter.com/Ray Lytle, facebook.com/Ray Lytle, either one you could look at. And if you would please get the link on either one of those two things, and I'll also put a link on the main page of Chubby Ray at some point this weekend. Click on the link and please vote for my grade school, my former grade school, to get this money. They're moving up the list. They were almost 300 a couple days ago. Now they've moved up. They're already 120th on the list, and they're moving up with every single vote. So I'd appreciate if you guys will vote for them and vote every day.
You know, and the thing is, somebody would say, "Well, they screwed up." Oh, like as you know, this whole region is heavily undermined, right. and all these mines were built, especially in the 19th century, early 20th, without any mapping. So
right.
Those mine shafts are underneath us, and hey, folks, your school could be next.
Yeah, they didn't know that they were building this thing on top of a mine.
How could you know?
Yeah, they don't
know. Tens of millions.
So anyway, if they win, it's a check for a big amount of money from Pepsi, and it'll make a huge difference to the school and the community. And it'll take 20 seconds of your time. You don't even have to install anything. You don't have to load anything. It's just 20 seconds of your time. Go ahead and vote for them. I'd really appreciate it. Okay. Is there anything else we got to do before we wrap up today?
Well,
as far as I know,
let the chicks know that I'm still available. It's one of the great surprises of a generation. Now back to you.
If you haven't heard it, make sure to get the replay. Go to iTunes, podcast.com, Podcast Pickle, or right on chubbyray.com. Check out yesterday's show, which was show number 34, and listen to Hillbilly Joe taking the current events quiz. It was a highlight of the week. Also, speaking of highlights of the week, they'll be available on Facebook for you to listen to. And make sure to get the Stitcher app. If you don't have it, we're brand new to Stitcher. It's even available on the BlackBerry. So make sure to get that. That's all, something we always get is people want to know how to hear the show on their BlackBerry. You can do it through Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R. Go to ChubbyRay.com for updates and all that stuff. I'll be updating the blog this week and even more. You guys have a great weekend. We'll talk to you Monday at 4:30 p.m. Central live. Thank you for listening and continue to spread the word. This is Chubby Ray Live. I'm Ray Lytle for Sean Balint. Say it, Shawnee.
Hey there. Goodbye, chicks. Have yourself a great weekend. And I've got my preferred stock on for you, girls.
And, of course, for Gully.
Show up with Sweet. Toffee Bump.
Talk to you guys Monday. Bye-bye, everybody.
You've been listening to Chubby Ray Live. I'm 7 Ounce Big. I love America.